The Fox Locks were built in the 1870s to make navigation along the river easier. Semi-trucks deliver what barges used to, so the Army Corps of Engineers agreed several years ago to hand the locks over to the state. It'll also give the state $11 million to maintain the locks. Now, the state has come up with the approximately $2.5 million it needed to make the deal complete. The acting chair of the Fox River Navigational Authority, which will control the locks, says the first locks won't open for another 5 years. Ron Vandehei says there are some problems to work out before then, like how to keep invasive species contained. To that end, Vandehei says one lock, just north of Kokana, will stay closed.
Forever. So there'll have to be some sort of a lift put in place at the Rapid Crush Lock as to prevent any of the invasive species which have now been found in the Great Lakes from coming up the Fox River and into our lake system in northeastern Wisconsin.
Vandehei says the boat lift at the Rapid Crush Lock will be equipped with scrubbers to clean boats sailing toward Lake Winnebago. But some fish lovers worry that won't be enough protection. A spokesperson for Walleyes for Tomorrow, Tom Soles, says the lock that will stay closed will be the only line of defense.
We understand there's 170 invasive species in the Bay of Green Bay. As they approach that barrier, as they open up the lock, there is no redundancy or no second barrier to prevent them from coming out.
Soles Group would like to keep at least one other lock permanently closed. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.